T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Adam Sandler, the great Adam Sandler, one of the great actor comedians in the history of the genre.
Yes.
He is bringing back Happy Gilmore.
Is he really?
They're making a sequel.
God, I feel like there was never a sequel.
No, there wasn't, but I'm not about this, bro.
Why? How can you make it any better?
But also, like, think about it. I mean, Carl Weathers, he's not here anymore.
I understand. That's your point.
And neither is Bob Barker. I get that.
And neither is Norm.
Okay.
Was he in that one? No.
Norm MacDonald? Yeah. I don't think he was. No.
He was in Billy Madison.
So because a few people died, you can't make a sequel?
Mm-hmm. I mean, Shooter McGavin is, so.
McGavin, apparently, is the guy that broke the story. Shooter McGavin was on one of our sister stations in Cleveland. The real actor, I don't know his name, and quite frankly, I'm really not that interested in looking it up. Shooter McGavin did an interview and said, I know I shouldn't be saying this, but we're making a second Happy Gilmore. And now Variety's reporting, oh, it's true.
Okay, so is it a...
It's happening.
It's got to be a sequel because Adam Sandler's in it.
It is a sequel. They're making Happy Gilmore 2.
It's not a remake.
And the script is done. And Adam Sandler showed it to Scooter.
What did I say, Silver? Sandler.
Not Adam Silver.
I think I said Silver.
So Adam Sandler has written the script. And see, that's the thing. That's where I'm going to disagree with you, Zoo. And I don't know, are you against the two-take or
I
no?
I mean, if I can be Chubbs, I can act. I am an actor.
No, Bantiki's an actor.
Stop.
Hey, he's the one who wants to act.
He's not even real.
The reason why I'm not anti this, because a lot of times these sequels are not very good. Mm-hmm. A lot of times these remakes are not very good. I totally get it. I trust Adam Sandler. Like, that's what it comes down to. Like, if someone else was doing this...
What was the last movie he made?
Oh, no, he's made a ton.
He made Jack and Jill, and that movie was a disaster.
Really? Yeah, I
don't know if I trust him completely.
With this movie that was already a classic, I do trust him. Now, look, there been some lousy Sandler movies? There have been some mediocre ones, sure.
So the challenge is that golf was, I think, less understood then, so it was easier to, like, make fun of. Golf is like, it feels so massive now.
You think the snooty golfers are going to have a problem with this?
No, I think it's not snooty golfers anymore.
Oh, it's all of us Americans who golf?
It's everybody now.
I think this movie is going to end up being too much of a sports movie.
Why would you think that?
Because I think, like Tiki just said, they're going to have to pay more attention to the golf.
Yeah.
I think the technology's in a better place. They're going to mess around with more golf shots. And... I mean, I think that's where they're going to go with this.
Why are you being such a hater, man?
I just don't know what you can do.
I'm not being a hater.
Like, what can you do?
I don't know. I didn't write the movie. Why do you have to know the outcome?
It's not even that. I'm just trying to conceptualize what's going to be funny.
Do you trust Adam Sandler?
I do.
Do you think Adam Sandler's funny?
I do.
Okay, then what the hell's the problem?
I'm just looking at his... You're so not invited to my bat mitzvah.
You're going through his
Murder Mystery 2.
Yeah, that was rough.
Hustle.
And oh, by the way, Big Zoo, I got a problem with you. Chubbs died in the first movie anyway.
That's right. But
he
came back in the sky.
I know, but you're acting like you can't make the sequel because Chubbs is dead or Carl Weathers is dead.
But you know he was going to come back as a ghost in this.
Uncut Gems was good.
You know who else was in Uncut Gems?
Mike Francesa.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, maybe he's in this too.
Oh, maybe that's who fills in as Chubbs, is Mike.
All I know is that if I think back to my childhood, I was born in 83. This movie came out in 95, so I was 12. How old were you, Zoo, in 95?
If it was before December, I wasn't born.
You weren't even born?
No.
Oh, so you watched this well after it came out, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I watched this, probably in 2005.
Okay, by the way, that works, too. There's a lot of great movies I watched as a kid that I wasn't born for. But that's a classic movie. Mm. And if you've got the same brilliant comedian running the ship, I'm not overly concerned. Like, is there a chance it's not going to be good? I guess there's a chance. But you guys are already killing it before it was even born.
I just...
Why not be excited? Well, why so negative?
I mean, think about it, though. It's 28 years ago.
So?
28 years ago,
that
you get the sequel.
So if it was 22 years ago, you'd be fine?
No, if it was like 20 years ago, I'd be fine. If this thing came out in 2000 or something.
So you've got a statute of limitations on how many years it's been?
Yeah, like, how are you sequeling this? I don't. That's not going to make sense.
But you don't know the story. How the hell could you say it doesn't make sense? You don't even know the story. Maybe it's Adam Sandler's son. Maybe his son is a golfer now. I don't know.
Anchorman was an amazing movie. Then they made Anchorman 2, and now it's hard to even appreciate Anchorman.
That's a fact.
And nobody talks about it anymore. Right. No one cares about the movie anymore. A bad sequel ruins the whole lore.
Christopher McDonald. That's Shooter McGavin, by the way.
Christopher McDonald.
Okay. Shout out.
I don't look at it that way. I see what you're saying. Like, a bad sequel's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll give you a bad sequel. I'm going to give you an example of a bad sequel that I had to rewatch recently because my son wanted to see it. I showed him Independence Day, the original from 1996.
Yes.
And he loved it. He's like, oh, this movie's amazing. Did they make a second Dad? And I'm like, yeah, they did, but let's not watch it. He's like, no, we got to watch it. I was like,
did
sure.
I even watch Independence Day 2?
Did you?
I don't think so.
I went to see it in theaters. I was so excited. Wow. For the same reason. If I love an original, I'm going to definitely see the second because maybe it is good.
And?
So Independence Day 2 was just not good. What do you want me to tell you? It wasn't good. But to prove Connor wrong, that doesn't make me look differently at the original. Like, the original is still a classic. Yeah. If the original's on TV tonight, I'm still locking it down.
But think about this. Like, and Boo just told me this, so I can't even claim it. It was 20 years, right?
Right.
After Independence Day.
Yes.
And the sequel was a long time.
Yes.
So, like, the connection it's severed. There's so much other nonsense that's gotten in the middle of it. You almost have to go back and rewatch Happy Gilmore.
I agree.
And to go watch the second one.
I agree.
But the second one is not going to live up to the first one.
Does it have to?
What if it's you're going to feel like immediately you wasted your money?
What if it's good, but it doesn't live up to the first? Is that a problem? What if it's good? What if it's like, it's pretty funny. Not as good as the first, but pretty funny.
So what's the bar? Just don't be terrible? That's
what
we're talking about.
That's not acceptable for a sequel of Happy Gilmore.
My bar is, if I'm going to give you $13.75 to go to a movie.
$13.75? Bro, where are you going? I need to get over there.
What was it? $5 because
yeah, bro, it's 20 plus.
Exactly.
Ticket. Where are you going for $13?
You going by yourself?
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
Oh, like a senior discount. You buying sneaking it in there with your dad's?
Right. You buying this at home and casting it on an 80-inch screen for $13?
All right.
What the hell are you talking about?
You guys are attacking them.
No snacks, Evan. No snacks at all.
I can't think of the last time. I think I was paying just $10 when I was in college. How the hell are you paying $13 to get into a movie?
I apologize. Okay. I'm sorry. I said something incorrect. If I'm dropping $25.75 to go to a movie.
A person. Plus concessions.
And I'm being entertained. I just want to be entertained. I want to laugh. It doesn't have to be the greatest movie of all time. Like, is that really the bar? It has to be. If it's not as good as the first, it's not worth making.
I got to tell you, this is why movie theaters are struggling in some regards. Because if you're just going to be entertained, not like blown away, I'll wait till it comes out. On video.
Yeah, but that's you not want to go to a movie theater.
No.
Is that what that's about?
I would love to go to a movie theater. The problem is I don't want to go to a movie theater and feel disappointed.
So your idea...
So if it's going to be a average movie, mediocre, slightly funny, but not really, I'd rather wait for it to come out on some streaming service.
But that's more about...
2 weeks later, by the way.
That's fine.
And watch it at home.
That's more about your movie habits than it is don't make the movie. Have you ever seen Major League, the original?
Yes.
Okay. No. Classic movie, right?
Yes.
Classic. They came out
Pedro
with
Pedro Serrano.
You're damn right. They came out
Thank
with
you, Jobu. Do it myself.
They came out with a sequel.
Uh-huh.
Did you like the sequel?
I don't think I did watch the sequel.
I think the sequel was very good. My only negative about the sequel is that it was PG instead of rated R.
What was it about?
It was about them trying to get revenge on, I think it was the Chicago White Sox, who beat them in the playoffs, and then what's his name became the manager?
Jake became the manager.
They had this guy, Ray Parkman, who was a real ass.
I don't think
Jack
I saw
Parkman.
It.
Jack Parkman. I'm close. Then they had another catcher who couldn't throw the ball back to the pitcher.
Brubaker.
And the only. What do you know the whole roster?
Bro, I watched that movie like 600 times before I turned 10.
Brubaker couldn't throw the ball back to the mound. And the only thing that would work is to read the articles in Playboy. That was it.
What?
That was the point is, it was a funny movie. Was it a funny movie?
Carrie likes long walks on the beach and her sundresses. And then he drills it over to Seth, and it's one of the best scenes ever.
You know every line from that movie?
No, clearly, because I messed that one up, but I was close.
You got it close enough, but that was a good movie. Was it as good as the original? No one's saying it is, but it was a good movie.
Now, Evan, to continue on the Major League lineage, what about Back to the Minors?
No, it sucked. Mm. It sucked, but now we're talking about a third movie.
But the second one, still a theatrical release, still okay, a lot of money going into it.
Hold on, stick to the one and two. It's the second movie.
And it came out right after.
And it was quick.
So it's about how much time after?
The distance from the first one. That's the problem. The amount of time that has passed.
I disagree with all of you guys.
And Evan, have you forgotten Planet of the Apes, Ape Lincoln? That moment tainted forever the entire franchise.
Okay. Couple of things.
Forever. We'll never be the same.
Which is why they had to redo the whole thing.
They need to do a remake of the remake because it was so tainted by the remake.
And they had to kick it all the way and make it a prequel in order to
agree,
get that stink.
I agree that the remake of Planet of the Apes was the biggest abomination in cinema history. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. But when they did the prequel, and the prequel is so freaking awesome, they're coming out with a fourth this Memorial Day. So obviously they righted the wrong. And it's also different because they were trying to remake a great movie.
Prequel.
Adam Sandler's not remaking
prequel.
Happy Gilmore. He's making a second.
Prequel.
Yeah, okay.
Prequel.
So prequels are okay.
Prequels are fine.
All right.
Sequels are still like sitting on the foundation of the original. Right?
You guys are killing my buzz.
I am.
I was so excited about this movie. And all
it's going to be terrible.
Just like your wife killed your J.D. Martinez buzz last night.
My wife killed my J.D. Martinez buzz because when I told her about Big Met news, she assumed Pete Alonso extended and the beard was going away naturally.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.